Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This program is being brought to you live on March 18th, Thursday morning at 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take control of our government now before this bureaucratic oversight and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought and dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. I know it's early in the morning. We have five open lines. Let us hear from you. Send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton, SUTTON-associates.net. Sutton-associates.net. In his bi-weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Now, folks, I have read hundreds and hundreds of economic issues, financial issues. That's what I do. That's sort of my hobby. That's my passion. That's what I do all day. And this is the very, very, very best. One of his newsletters is actually free of charge. It is excellent. He is erudite, succinct, and he hits it right on the head. He also has a paid subscription, which I do encourage you to subscribe to. It's only like $59 or $69 a year or something like that. And it's called The Sensible Investor. It's quite lengthy. It goes into detail on energy, commodities, the stock market, the overall economy. And he helps you understand why things are up the way they are. It's at Sutton-associates.net. Go to that website and do subscribe. At least start with the free subscription. You'll do yourself a big favor. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. And folks, I don't get paid for that. I'm just saying that because he has done a world of good for me just through his work, right? Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Good morning, everyone. I think all systems are now go. We finally have everything working, I believe, properly. We've had systems problems for some time. We installed the System 7 on our computer, which is the new operating systems from Microsoft. Incompatible with everything. Everything else is new. Then for about 4 or 5 weeks, I was stricken with a very bad case of asthmatic bronchitis, whatever that is. But let me tell you, it was debilitating. I felt like doing absolutely nothing. But here we are. Hopefully this is going to be the springboard for the future. I'm energized. I feel good. The station appears to be running. I hope it does. Now, what we are going to do in the future is that we will stream this broadcast up until the time that the broadcast is then archived. Now, I have someone doing that for me, and they don't do it exactly on the same day. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days. So it will stream until it's archived. Once the program is archived, we will stop streaming. So the program will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to each of our listeners. And to those listeners who were so loyal to me, to this program for so long, I'd like to extend a note of appreciation. I know that I've been off the air. Most people thought that I had died and gone away altogether. But I'm back, and I'm back as hot and as furious as ever. Folks, like I told my friend yesterday, who may be calling in, my friend Jim, who may be calling in later on today, I said, you know, we talk a lot about investments, about where our money should go, mostly to protect our wealth. Whatever wealth you have. When I say wealth, Please don't go to, well, you know, I don't have a castle and, you know, I'm not huge, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't have a multimillion. When I say wealth, it could be $1.36. I don't care what it is, but it's yours. When I say wealth, whatever amount applies to you, that is your wealth. And this is what I told him. I said, let me sum up everything we've been talking about for the past couple of years. I said, the world, the entire globe, is hopelessly in debt. The entire globe, no exception. It is getting worse. And the only way it will eventually start pulling out is by further impoverishing the people of the world. That means everyone, with very, very rare exception. I said, there is absolutely zero probability that we will pull out of this as an earthling. This situation will continue to degrade. The reason being is that governments are getting more and more involved in the everyday lives of people by regulating, by taxing, by doing everything that government should not be doing, by getting in the way, by legislating, whether it be health care, whether it be unemployment insurance, you name it. It's going to continue to get worse. There will be very few survivors, very few. And I'm talking maybe a single digit or maybe a partial of a single digit, like the Olympics, you know, 0.065. Everyone else is sitting around. Now, what he said something very interesting, he said he heard the other day. He said he read this. And I want to give credit to it, and I just can't remember who it was. He said, people say, well, you know, when is this, you know, real bad stuff? I mean, the real bad stuff going to happen. He said, you know, people asking me that question, this is not me, but to this investment counselor, economic advisor. He said, it's like driving in a car, knowing that the driver is a drunk. I mean, he's schlocked out of his mind, thinking, I wonder when he's going to crash. I wonder when he's going to kill us. We are in a car that is being driven by a drunk, folks. And what will happen is that eventually, we don't know when, but eventually he's going to make a wrong turn or go right into the headlights of another car. You know it, and I know it. The problem is that we just will not admit it to ourselves. We do have a caller here. Let's see who's on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Your first name, where you're calling from.
My name is Ralph. I'm calling from Melbourne.
From where, sir?
Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, very good. Welcome. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio. What is on your mind this morning? Oh, I should say, what time is it over there in Australia right now?
The what?
What time is it in Australia?
It's like 10:38 p.m. Late at night.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening in. Do you have a question or a comment, sir?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at your picture and listening to your words, and I'm thinking, like, you're the kind of guy that's going to get a semi-automatic and walk into a mall and start shooting. I'm wondering what's your response to that?
From what I say, you believe I am the type of person that would take a gun, go to the mall, and start shooting people. Am I correct?
Yeah. You look like halfway between Larry David and and some angry, annoying, you're just like an angry, annoyed Jew. You kind of scare me, man.
Right. You know what? I really hope I do scare
people. Headshot.
What's that?
Headshot, man. You were going for the headshot.
My headshot. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, headshot, because you're like, you're an angry shooter. You're like trying to get the maximum kills.
Right, yeah. You know,
you're trying to make charges.
I do hope I do hope that I do scare people, but not at point of gun, at point of word.
Yeah. You're about as scary as Woody Allen.
Yeah, Woody Allen is one of my favorite. He's one of my favorites. I love Woody Allen movies. I can watch them over and over again. My son is a big Woody Allen fan, and whenever he watches a rerun of a Woody Allen movie, he calls me and he reiterates the entire movie, and we have fun, you know, talking about it. But let me say this. It is not those who protest that you should worry about. It is not those who are articulating the problems that the world is having today. And this includes, unfortunately, sir, Australia. It is the quiet ones. My Aunt Minnie, may God bless her soul, would say, this is when I was a little kid, and we lived in Harlem, New York, in the ghetto in New York. And she used to say all the time, and I don't know why she told me this, she said, Joseph, always watch for the quiet ones. Watch for the quiet ones.
So it scares me about you, man. You look very quiet. You look very docile. You look like, I'm assuming you got a blue shirt and a tie. That's why I think you're going to shoot me in the face.
No, I won't shoot you. Now, I do own guns. I enjoy shooting guns. In fact, I reload. It's a hobby of mine. I have never shot anyone, but I do enjoy them. But I do ride a motorcycle.
You're thinking about it, though.
Surely, oh, no, no. I've never thought of shooting anyone, you know. I've never thought of even hurting anyone. I do ride a motorcycle. If that they
you
maybe,
like her.
I ride a G650 BMW single cylinder. And I play the drums. I like
you want to cut a human in half with a gun, don't you?
I'm sorry?
You want to cut a human in half with a gun. You just want to mow them down. Split them right in half. Right down the middle. With your gun.
You know, I must apologize, but I did not understand that, sir. And I'm sorry. I just did not. Maybe I'm not accustomed to your accent. I'm sorry.
I'll try to make it more American for you.
Please.
You want to cut American around down with your gun, you know. You want to cut American in half with your bullets, your hail of bullets, man. Like, you shoot from your gun, you squeeze the trigger, and someone slices down the middle in front of you, man.
Oh, I see. Well, why do you say that? Why do you say that that's what I want to do? What draws you to that conclusion?
I don't know. You're just being a bit gun-obsessed. I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm from Australia. I don't really know guns, but in America, they all seem to be gun obsessed. And I think they're, I don't know. Ever since I started listening to this radio show, I just hear you talking about guns and, you know, massacres and, you know.
Well, I never talk about guns and I never talk about massacres. I never talk about those subjects. I just talk about those items that restrict our freedom.
You're a good Woody Allen, man. You're like, I never talk about those subjects. That's a really good Woody Allen. Yeah, sorry, continue.
Right. Now, do you have a particular question for me? Is there something that I can clarify and that we can I can talk to on the air?
I don't know. Do you? I'm seeing Woody Allen lines. That's a bit obvious. I don't know. It's like, would you? I don't know. If someone had a gun barrel in your eyeball, what would be your last words? What would you say to leave an endearing legacy on the world?
All right. If someone had a gun to my head, I would say to myself,
to your eyeball. Right to my eyeball.
I'd say,
no chance it's going to be. You're going to die.
All right. I'm going to die. I'd say, I had a good life. I have a wonderful wife. I have three boys that I have, I'm very close to. I have many, many dear friends. And I am more than fortunate than 90% of the people in the world. I had lived a wonderful, wonderful life, and that would be that. And even meeting someone like you from halfway around the world, I think is a privilege, and I include you in that. And I appreciate you very, very much for calling in.
Cool. I love your Woody Allen, man. Okay. One of the best Woody Allen impersonations I've ever heard.
Oh, great. As they say, I love you, man. But do continue listening
right.
in.
And you have a good night, man. I appreciate talking to you. I appreciate you hanging out with you. Just like
thank you.
We're raffling, we're talking, we're experimenting, you know. It's like very cool, man. I
love
it.
I really do. Please send me a comment or a question on comments at Liberty Talk. I'm sorry, comments at libertytalkradio.com. If you send me some email, I will do a show on it, okay?
Cool.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you.
Get your chat open soon, too, man. We've only got half the experience. You haven't got a chat in your room. What's going on there?
I'm sorry, I did not.
You have to save some money because you're a Jew.
I'm sorry, I did not understand that again. I'm sorry.
I said, like, is it like a money-saving technique because you're Jewish, or is it like just ignorance? You don't know how does it? Why don't you get a chat in your room, like a chat, man?
Oh no, yeah, well.
I can't see no chat. I got audio. I can see your picture.
Yeah, well, I
kind of look like George Costanza has lost a few pounds, but I can't see any chat. Hang on.
Well. I would like for this program just to be educational. I don't make any money on it, and I enjoy doing it. It's part of my life.
I know that. But, you got to give the punters the chat. They love the chat. They like to roll each other up, talk to each other in chat. You know, chat's good. You haven't got a chat in your room. If you go to most BTR shows,
another chat.
You'll find they have a chat in their room.
Okay.
So they've been texting, though, you know. Like, you can't be afraid of the chat. You can't be afraid of listeners. if you're going to be afraid of listening to the chat, don't make a show, you know.
Hey, why don't you do this?
You can't do it half-assed.
Yeah, would you do me a favor?
The chat often becomes questionable.
Would you do me a favor someday? And what is your first name again?
It's Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph, would you get a couple of your friends to call in us on some program, and then we'll have a roundtable discussion? How about that? Would you do me that favor? And you can send me email, and I will have a special broadcast whenever it's convenient for you. Fair enough?
Well, no, man. I've obviously got an alcohol problem and a short-term memory loss problem, so I can't guarantee that at all. But if I see you around, I'll probably try to call
okay.
you. Know, it's the randomness of it. It's like, you know.
Okay, Ralph.
It's good karma. I like your style. I thought you were, when I looked at you first and came across your page, I thought, you're a typical self-loathing Jew. But you've turned me around. I think you're pretty cool now. And,
that's neat.
I hang out with you, man.
That is the absolute, absolute ultimate compliment. Right? I need to go now, Ralph, because I need to finish my program, okay? I need to get a couple of points across. And I thank
you
so much for calling. You too, man.
All right,
take
I look
care.
Forward to sharing a bourbon and a joint with you soon, man.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Oh, boy. Isn't that terrific? From Australia. Ralph from Australia. This is absolutely wonderful. That's the high point of my day. Holy smoke. Anyway, you see what I mean, folks? Here is a fella who calls in and says, boy, I look like one of those gun-toting crazy Americans that want to go around shooting people. And I did not take offense to that. I really enjoyed him. I mean, that's what he feels. That's what he feels. I can't change him. And I really enjoyed that. And Ralph, I really hope that you call in with your friends someday and we have a roundtable discussion on something that is restricting our liberties, our freedoms, and our rights, inalienable rights as human beings. Oh, boy, that was an absolute wonderful surprise. Now, folks, I wanted to talk a little bit about mandatory auto insurance. We don't have much time, believe it or not. But, it's interesting. We expect, there's an article that I read recently about the glass half full, half empty. I don't recall the author because I read so many articles. I should have them in front of me when I do this, and I'm plagiarizing, and I realize that. But he talks about there's some people who feel that the half full people say, oh, well, you know, at least we have some liberties left, or, you know, the government needs to restrict. You know, those are people who have to say it's half full. You know, people that are half empty saying, heck, half of my freedom are gone. You know, get the government out. I mean, there's two schools of thought. And the reason why I bring that up is because mandatory auto insurance is one of those things. Think about mandatory auto insurance. Now, why would we need mandatory auto insurance? Well, logically, people would have no insurance. They would be bunking into each other, killing each other, you know. And when you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. And let's assume there is no mandatory auto insurance law, all right? You go buy a new car, and let's assume in the United States today, $24,000 is not an outlandish amount of $20,000, whatever it is. You're going to plop down for a new car. You say, well, man, I don't have to get insurance. It's not mandatory, right? Not mandatory, so I'm not going to get insurance. Well, just think about that, right? So you get this car. You got a loan on it, right? Of course, like everybody else, you're in debt up to your eyeballs. And you go out and you drive, right? All right? And all of a sudden, right, bingo, right? Let's say you don't hurt anyone. You're just, you know, you're playing with your cell phone. You're texting your girlfriend, you know, who happens to be a porn star that you're in love with. You got pictures of her all over the place. Your eyes go cross and you hit a pole. All right, I'm being a wise guy. All right, but you hit a pole. All right, you hit a pole. Now you have no insurance, right? Now you got this $24,000 car. You know, it's got this big bump in the front, you know. In fact, it's nearly wrecked. The frame is bent. It's going to cost $7,000 to fix. Then what? Then what? No mandatory insurance. Don't need insurance. Fine. Car sits there. Now remember, no one's hurt. Car's just sitting there, man. It's just there. All right? Now, you know, with some insurance, you get towing, for example. You know, towing allowance and stuff like that. You don't have that. You got to call a towing company. You know, heck, you don't have enough money to tow the stupid car. Where are you going to tow it to? Can't tow it back to the, you can tow it back to the dealership, but you know it's going to be twice as expensive. So you bring it to a collision place. Collision place says, oh yeah, we can fix this. That'll be $6,700. You don't have the money. You have no car. You got to continue to make the payments. Who does that hurt? I mean, just think about it. Why would anyone in their right minds do that? It's like owning a house. Now, you know, I don't think there's mandatory homeowners insurance. In fact, let me put it this way. There is no mandatory apartment insurance. If you're in an apartment here in Oklahoma, there's no mandatory insurance. You can have an apartment. Apartment burns down. Everything goes with it. You lose every single dime. Well, how come there's no mandatory apartment insurance? I don't think there's in fact, I know there's no mandatory home insurance, you know, for fire and stuff like that, floods. Except if you have a loan, because then the person who is the mortgagee is going to say, hey, the mortgagor is going to say, hey, you want money from me? You better guarantee me that there's going to be, and there's a way of doing that, guarantee me that you have adequate insurance, because if your house burns down or whatever happens to it, you know, that the insurance will pay for it and protect my investment, right? Now, you walk, when you drive that car out and you have a loan, what's the first thing they want to know? Let me see what kind of insurance you have on it. Now, if you have this rinky-dink minimum insurance and you got yourself a big and fancy car, they go, hey, ain't going to cover it, guy. Not going to cover it. You're going to need full collision, you know, full, minimum deductible. They're going to tell you what insurance to have, or you're not going to get the loan. You're not going to get the car. So most likely you won't even drive. Now you say, wait, we're not talking about the car itself, you know. Although that's a big portion of it, because no one could finance a car. How many people are going to go in there and plop down $24,000 cash for a car? Very, very few, probably single digits percentage-wise. So no cars would be sold. I can guarantee you that. So you're going to have insurance anyway. Not that it's mandatory, but the person who is financing the car is going to say, if there's no insurance on that car, you're not getting the loan. And we're going to be the ones that are going to dictate the insurance. And they do that by getting a certificate of insurance. Now, let's go beyond that. Let's say you hit somebody, kill somebody. You have no insurance. That means those people who have insurance, you know, their insurance company will come after you. They're going to sue you. Now you're going to get an attorney. You got to get an attorney. If you don't, you're going to wind up in jail. Now, what would possess anybody not getting insurance? Well, they don't have the money. Well, you want to know something? There's plenty of uninsured people on the road right now. And what I have in my motorcycles as well as my car, I have uninsured or underinsured driver insurance. So if someone is underinsured or someone is not insured at all, my insurance will pay up. Now, why do I pay the extra fee? Well, to protect me. To protect me and my assets. Why does that have to be mandatory? Now, let's assume I say, it's not mandatory. Forget about it. I'm going to save myself $672 a year, you know. Right? So I do that. What's going to happen? Right? I get in an accident. Someone's going to own my house, my cars, everything that I have, my bank account. I'm going to get sued. I'm going to wind up in debtor's prison because I'm going to save $672 a year. It doesn't make any sense. You're like, what if you kill somebody? If I kill somebody, right? I kill somebody and it's intentional, like I'm text messaging and I kill someone because I'm not gonna, that's manslaughter. I'm going to wind up in jail. That had nothing to do with insurance. But what if someone wants to sue the heck out of you? If someone's going to sue the heck out of you, then what? Then you're going to lose everything again. So why do we continue to look to the state, to the government, to say, protect me? Please protect. The marketplace will protect you. Or it won't. And that's your decision. This is something, decision that you make. It's a free country. You decide. If I buy a car and insurance is not mandatory, the first thing I'm going to do is go to an insurance company and say, okay, look, in this state, it's not mandatory. There's 20% of the people out there, I'm guesstimating, get 20% of the people, 25% of the people are not insured. That means there's a high probability, if I'm in some sort of accident, whether it be my fault or somebody else's fault, of that person is not insured. What do I need to do to protect myself? They say, well, Joe, that's because you're responsible. What about people who are irresponsible? Well, people who are irresponsible, number one, cannot buy a new car because no one's going to finance it. If they're irresponsible, that means they don't have any money. They don't have $30,000 or $20,000 to put down in the car. Right? They buy an old junker for $100 and they pay cash for it, or $200, whatever, $500. And they get an old junker. Right? They have an old junker. Right? They say, I don't need insurance. Yeah, what the hell? You know? But I know that. So I get underinsured or uninsured motor insurance. I protect myself. I don't need the state to tell me that. Well, if the state doesn't tell you, people won't know. People know everything. We all know exactly what to do. The problem is that we don't do it. We just don't do it. Somehow we're lazy. We go, well, because we've been brought up that way. We've been brought up to wait for the government to tell us what to do, because if they didn't, we'd be in chaos. We're in chaos because of the government. And we are all losing our wealth over the years. We've all been losing. Our wealth has been degrading, been siphoning off our very being because of the government. And those are the people we're looking to. Folks, I really want us to think. If we could do anything, I'd like us to think. If we could only think of what we really would do and not listen to these crooked damn politicians, these clowns that are destroying not only America, but destroying people's lives around the world. If we could just rely on our good sense, rely on the free market, not capitalism, but the free market, to give us a guiding light as to which direction to go into, we would be fine. All right, that's my commentary for today. I believe on Monday, possibly on Monday, we're going to have Andy Sutton's going to be on the line, and we're going to be having our show, and we're going to be talking about the state of affairs, and I am really, really excited about that. Uh-oh. All right, we have we ran into a problem with our program. Let's see if this is going to work. All righty. All right. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. All right. Now, Let's get this going again. Oh, we had a. There we go. This is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Brent Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government's like training wheels. They control your ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign in his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.